State leaders have been grappling with the bleak chore of reining in deficit spending, but tonight there is cause for celebration in Juneau. The annual Governor's Awards for the Arts and Humanities takes place tonight in the capital city. Awards will be given to outstanding Alaskans for their work in advancing art and humanities. One of tonight's recipients is Cyrano's Theatre Company in Anchorage. The small theatre will receive the award for distinguished service to the humanities. Sandy Harper, the longtime owner of Cyrano's, will accept the award in Juneau this evening. Harper and her late husband Jerry opened Cyrano's Off-Center Playhouse in 1992.
Because of Jerry's gifts, the standards were always extraordinarily high, and we were very eclectic in our choices. Jerry did a lot of plays that were classics or that were famous at the time he was coming of age. Gradually, we also did musicals and also produced a lot of original work. Dick Rauschman is actually our resident playwright, and we have commissioned him to do a new play this year, 2016, called The Ticket, and it's an imaginary meeting between Jay Hammond and Wally Hickok. It's going to be amazing.
What do you think it means to be able to spend 23 years engaged in something that you clearly have so much passion for? What has that meant for your life?
It meant that it's zoomed by pretty darn fast, and I am grateful for the joyride that it's been. I know how fortunate I am to have been involved in the kind of work that does give you pleasure, and you want to wake up in the morning, and it's a constant creative challenge, and it's fun. And I was so lucky that, you know, Jerry was with us so long. Bill Tobin wrote the most beautiful eulogy for him when he passed, that Jerry was probably the greatest actor that ever graced the stages of Anchorage or Alaska. And, of course, he was also a director. We did tape some of the shows. So I'm grateful that they're there because I can still see Jerry perform. I have. Like, for example, he was Lady Bracknell in The Importance of Being Earnest, which was extraordinary. And I remember somebody saying, "Who's that new actress in town?" Because he did such a good job and fooled everybody.
Why is it important to have small community theaters such as Cyrano's? What does that fulfill for the community and for artists?
First of all, it engages the community, and because one of our goals was to tell the stories to reflect the demographics, be very inclusive of Anchorage. In addition to that, Cyrano's Theater happens to be a small, intimate black box theater, and that gives it real charm, real power, real virtual reality. And the actors, of course, have to be extremely honest in their work. And when you come to Cyrano's, it's also the opportunity for all the designers. When you go, each set is totally different than the others. And I find that exciting as well. And it also nourishes the talent of set designers, costume designers, visual painters, actors, directors, sound people, stage managers. It takes a lot of people to create the magic of theater.
Sandy Harper is the owner of Cyrano's Theatre Company in Anchorage. She picked the plays and directors for the 2016 season, but is passing the torch to Teresa Pond, who is the new producing artistic director.